So let's get back to the first line situation, the more common situation.
Common patient, clear cell with clear cell features, level one evidence, sunitinib should be the treatment of choice. Other alternatives, level one evidence, bevacizumab and interferon in the untreated patient population.
How about Bev alone?
Yeah, my own bias with Bev alone is it's never been tested in phase three trials monotherapy. Although many people believe that interferon doesn't contribute very much to the Bev alone, to the combination, I'll give you the following other observation from the Bernard Escudier presentation of a couple days ago. And that is, he looked at progression-free survival in patients that received full doses of interferon versus progression-free survival in patients that received reduced doses of interferon. Parenthetically, much to our surprise, those that received lower doses of interferon had a longer progression-free survival than those that had a higher dose of interferon. So in the combination, we don't even know whether the dose of interferon that was part of the Bev interferon treatment needs to be that high. And we may have to revisit the question of maybe lower dose interferon being equally effective, possibly even more effective.
What about just no interferon?
So the data that we published in JCO, Ron Bukowski, myself, and others, is the monotherapy clearly has a response rate that is lower and a progression-free survival that at least when compared study to study appears inferior to what the progression-free survival would be from the combination.
Now you're talking about the Bev versus Bev plus erlotinib, which really was Bev versus Bev in a sense, since they were the same.
Exactly.